changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to talk about what I like to call man versus machines, or human versus machines. This has been something that has been visualized. Jules Verne, of course, you know, people have thought about human beings and how we would interact and interrelate with machines. And in many ways, we're already there. Artificial intelligence already, in many ways, I feel like my head is too close, but I don't know which way to go. Artificial intelligence is already running so much of our lives, and not in ways that is necessarily good. Be sure and watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. I'm going to keep recommending The Social Dilemma on Netflix and Ted Lasso on Apple Plus. Okay? So we have visualized this, and now we're actually doing it. The other day, I was talking to somebody about possibly renting a mobile home, and I'm almost certain it was only in a phone conversation. I didn't Google anything. I didn't do any searches, and guess what? I got a thing, started seeing ads on renting a mobile home, and by that, an RV, you know what I mean, take it across the country. And so it's kind of amazing looking at all of this and seeing how stuff is already going on underneath the surface. And as we talked about the other day, AI is running the algorithms in Google, Facebook, etc. And one of the things that the algorithm has discovered, because it is intentionally self-aware, its goal is to get more views over time, more views over time, and keep people there so ad space can be sold. And so the algorithm has found that by showing you ever-increasing videos, information, posts that just a little bit more irritate you, upset you, upset you, upset you, and once you are upset, you are hooked. Once you're upset, you're hooked. Enrage and engage. So AI is already being used for those purposes. Of course, we're looking at fully self-driving cars, which will cut down on deaths, etc. But I heard a podcast the other day about AI, and it really, really surprised me. This one thing, and I want to talk to you about what advantages computers have, or machines have, to human beings. Number one, they are not physically fragile. That's why we have no really challenge with sending a little robot in when there's a bomb or something like that. Machines are actually far more precise. I was talking with a surgeon who lives here in the same complex as I do, and he was telling me that nowadays, really, really, a lot of surgery can be done far better, and the healing time is far more advanced by using more robotic instruments, et cetera. He said the challenge is people don't trust it. People want, we used to say, old Doc Sawbones cutting on them, you know? And so it's one of the things is people have not been willing to embrace the technology. So we haven't been able to move quite as fast in some areas as we might. This podcast, though, was talking about how they gave teenagers a new video game. And it was a rather complex video game, a very fun video game, a very engaging video game. And then they taught them how to play it. And then they inspired the kids through various means to try and complete the game as quickly as they could. Now, these kids were excellent gamers. I mean, they, like right now for me, there would be such a learning curve because I don't play video games that I would have to figure out how to work the controls and everything. But these kids knew what they were doing. They gave them the experience. They gave them the game, and the kids played it. And their goal was to try and get to the highest possible level as quickly as possible. And the kids did well. Many of them got to the very highest level pretty quickly. But Some of them struggled, but they stayed with it. They kept going. Now, the interesting thing was they took the very same video game and they taught it to a computer, but they basically slowed the computer's mind down so that it couldn't try just countless things. It had to basically sort of mimic the reasoning function of humans. The difference was the computer didn't have self-doubt. The computer, when its life ended or whatever happened such that it was knocked out of that particular level and had to start over. I know that much about video games. I used to play them. They got more and more real and more violent. And that's when I went, no. What they discovered was that the computer was able to solve the game or get to the highest level much faster. And now, not because of its capacity to basically burn through options, but because it didn't have self-doubt. It didn't doubt itself. When it got killed on the level or whatever, the computer didn't sit there and go, damn. And it didn't sit there and run back in its head everything it had done wrong. The computer just immediately went, refresh, start over, refresh, start over, refresh, start over, refresh, start over. So welcome to Monday. Welcome to morning. It's time to just refresh and start over. One of my favorite quotes, I told you I ordered several Ted Lasso t-shirts, and one of my favorites is, you know which animal is the happiest? The goldfish. You know why? It's got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish. I bought a t-shirt that says that, words to that effect. So today, let's refresh and start over. Let's forget the self-doubt. Let's forget the self-condemnation for whatever we did do or for whatever we didn't do. Today really is a fresh start, and you get to make it a fresh start. I've heard it said many times metaphysically that stringing days together, this concept of of linear time is just, it's not true. We live in a non-linear universe. We're basically like bouncing here and there, but because of the sleep process, etc. But you can be different today. How would the happiest, gentlest, kindest, most loving, most passionate, most giving version of you approach this day? Take a second and think about that, and then allow yourself to refresh and restart. Forgive yourself, let it go for whatever you've done or not done, and refresh, restart. Give yourself the permission to enjoy today. And as I've said many times before, I don't know why, I have that bad case of Monday-itis that a lot of people do, you know? And yet I don't have the big hooray on Friday. I do sometimes if I've got something to look forward to. But I used to really suffer from that Monday-itis. And that idea of designating a day to feel behind, anxious, nervous, whatever, it's just a little silly, and it's habitual, and it's something we can change. What if Monday was fun day? What if every Monday you went out and had ice cream, or you went out and spent time with a friend, or you did something new or interesting? I see, a machine would simply look for what's going to give me the result that I want. And it wouldn't doubt whether it could get it. It wouldn't doubt whether it deserved it. It would simply go do it and go try it. So for you, what is it? Go do it. What can you do to refresh and restart and really enjoy today? And since I said enjoy today, it's time for you, please, if you would, you don't mind, click share. Click share and share this message with others, and then type share in the comment section. Who's going to be the first one to share today? Looking forward to finding out. Let's see. Jerry says, grateful for a cool front, open window weather in North Florida. That's good to hear. I'm kind of an open window guy. I actually get too cold here sometimes. Grateful for jump starts. Paula, bless your heart. Thank you. Ananda says, I'm taking on the ethics of journalism and AI tomorrow. How awesome, wonderful. You know, I was a journalism major, and Bill Emerson, the former publisher of the Saturday Evening Post, which you've got to be old enough to really even understand what I'm talking about, but it was the biggest mag. It was like Facebook at the time. Anyway, he taught me ethics, and it was really interesting. Very cool. Machines make logical decisions, no emotions involved. Thank you for putting it so succinctly. And Meemaw, thank you for being the first one to share. Gloria has also shared. Thanks so much. You know what? I tell you what, I do go in and look at y'all's timelines from time to time. I go in and look and see who else you look at, who else you watch. And I see when you share my stuff, and it makes me feel like I'm on the right track. Thank you so much. Paula Drake says shares, as does Ashley Day and Jerry. Today, be a bit more mechanistic. You remember the book by Don Miguel Ruiz, the Four Agreements? What is agreement number one? Do you remember? Don't take anything personally. Don't take anything personally. Now, I personally struggle with that, but I work on it. I really do work on it. Hey, Trish, good to see you. So be a bit more like a machine today. A machine wouldn't know that Monday is different from Saturday. Just get up and do what is yours to do today. Make the best of it and have fun. Enjoy today, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.